Sean is a shit stirrer. All right. Game on. Game on.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Mo Dick, also known by his actual name, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. This is episode 88 of Sapnin Podcast, and over the next hour, we're going to be highlighting an arc to help prevent environmental worldwide suicide.
Right, that took you so long to read. I reckon most people have tuned out. Thank you so much if you're still listening after what Morgan has just said. If you haven't guessed, and how would you? It took him ages to say it. Our guests this week are the fantastic Kyle and Jake from In Heart's Wake.
Yes, a band who are literally not only melting everyone's faces off with riffs, but saving the planet one song at a time.
Yes, they are. Yeah, so we should explain how we kind of came across and how we decided to do this podcast. Basically, we got an email from In Heart's Wake's PR people telling us about how their latest album is going to be as eco-friendly as possible. We saw this and we were like, ooh, this is very interesting. This is a topic kind of close to our hearts with, like, when we talk back on other episodes about releasing records and stuff, and I was very, very interested in this, and it was a great chat that went massively off topic on several occasions.
Yeah, and so off topic it becomes pure chaos, and they even had to get checked by not only their PR but their record label as well, so you know this is going to be an insane conversation.
Yes, yeah, it was very, very funny. I cried laughing. I had tears in my eyes at least twice during this. So thanks again to Jake and Kyle. But also, sorry again to Jake and Kyle, because at some point, I'm sure they were like absolutely flabbergasted with what was going on.
There's a lot to take in. There's a lot to take in. But just to explain everything, if you are not aware, so ever since In Heart's Wake started in 2006, they've always spread messages and campaigned for solutions towards social issues, but they have a new record now coming out on August the 7th titled Kali Yuga that is completely eco-friendly, and I'm just going to read out now a couple of things that they are doing behind the scenes with this album. Not only is the whole thing 100% a carbon offset, but they are planting a tree for every 1,000 views on their single Worldwide Suicide. They've gone to the effort of making their whole vinyl campaign made of entirely recycled goods, and there's no plastics in anything at all. There's so many other things for the environment they're helping with, and they're going to be talking to us all about that, as well as some crazy things away from music that you're going to laugh out loud while thinking about how you can change the planet.
Yes, a nice sweet podcast from the Sapnin lads. That's nice. Yeah. Look at us trying to make the world a better place for the future generations. But again, thanks again to Jake and Kyle. Sorry again to Jake and Kyle. We had such a laugh. We're definitely going to do one again. Spoiler alert, we all got on very, very well.
Oh, don't tell him that, Sean.
All right, other spoiler alert, Morgan actually gets in a fist fight with one of them. And it's awkward because it's via the internet. So
yeah. I mean,
tune in. Yeah, stay tuned to check out how that goes down.
Yeah. But if you'd like to help save the planet one step at a time as well, I don't know where I'm going with this, but a good place to start is by saving our planet and go and giving us a follow on our Twitter and Instagram pages at SapninPod.
Yes, as you can tell, Morgan's LSD has just kicked in, so I'll get on with this. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SapninPod. That's at SapninPod. At SapninPod.
The very same. And go and tell us what you think of this podcast, what you think of some of the other ones if you haven't checked them out yet and everything, and what guests you'd like to hear from us in the future as well. But while you're on the internet checking things out, why not go to our favorite place, patreon.com/sapnin. Sean, why is that so magical?
Well, I was just about to rudely interrupt you and say your favorite place, because this week I feel like I've been bullied something rotten on our bloody Patreon.
Yeah, they had to go with me as well. I had to go with my modeling, and I was very upset about that.
Yeah, I can't believe it. They've turned. Fucking become a mutiny. Last week, I was saying, right, and I was genuinely nearly in tears last week, right, talking about them.
You were.
And how fucking great they've been to each other, right? Stop being great to each other. I've decided now. Be nicer to me. You can't even see this. I'm selling this, right, to the Zoom camera, right? Like, this is a plea. Hey, guys, in the Patreon group, leave me be. But if you want to bully me or Morgan or say nice things just about Morgan and not about me, check out patreon.com/sapnin. There's a range of different tiers to choose from with kickbacks such as Skype calls with us. Why would you want to talk to us? They are interesting. They're always fun. Letters. For the lowest tier, you join the fantastic, sometimes fantastic, sometimes horrible to me, Patreon group community.
Yes, and there's whole loads of more content on our official Patreon page as well. So if you can't get enough of that Sapnin goodness, patreon.com/Sapnin is the place to be. And if you're a key member of the group, you even get to surprise people with a special announcement that's going to be coming up later on in this podcast that I haven't even told Sean about.
Huh?
Stay tuned in to find out.
But it... Right, if you've all had a fucking mutiny, right, and you've all had like a poll and you've decided to get rid of me, you can fuck right off. I'm taking the name of this podcast with me, right? You can fuck right off right now. This podcast has gone sour real quick. It was a good podcast. It was about trying to save the world. And now I'm trying to save my job, right? What's going on, Mark?
It's all good. It's something good, but we're going to find out
later
on. It
better be. Right, let's go on with it then, because I'm busting to find out. Oh, it's a brilliant interview. It's a great laugh. Thanks again to Jake and Kyle. Get into it. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We'll be right back. Yes, some people don't do that, and it's really awkward. Thank you very much. This week's guests are Kyle and Jake from In Heart's Way.
Yes.
Hiya, boys. How are you?
I'm great. Having a good time. 8 p.m. tomorrow. Well, in the future for you guys, but yeah.
Yeah. I was at 8 p.m. today. I haven't had as many coffees or as much sugar as you guys have because you guys are in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite early here.
I got the coffee, so.
Carl's got the coffee. Well, welcome to time travel. Yeah.
Well, yeah. How is the future?
It's pretty much the same as the last. Yeah.
COVID is gone.
What?
That four-hour difference, man, or whatever it is.
Kyle, that is a sick joke. That is a sick joke.
Brilliant.
Yes, COVID's gone. COVID's gone.
But how are you all doing anyway? What's new?
What is new? I mean, we're going back into lockdown, so nothing's new on that front. It's been a bit of monotony the last 4 months, it feels like. Now it's starting to feel pretty normal. Just moving through it and getting outside as much as possible and not being like, you know, being out in the space of everything, but not being amongst people. What's new? I mean, other than we have a new record coming out, which is pretty exciting. We've just been, in lockdown, focused on this record.
Yeah, I bought a house. I got married. Ooh. So I've been using my time off, like, well, I guess. I've been doing all the things that touring stops, you know? So I've been like, oh, I'm home. I might as well, you know, let's do it. Get hitched, get a house.
So basically you've gone, we can't tour. I might as well be an adult for a change.
Just this one time, and then I get to be a child.
may as well expose myself financially as much as possible. Take a massive risk.
Oh.
Yeah, we bought the house. We bought this house, and we live on the border, like between two states. And we got the keys on the day that they literally shut the border between the two states. And I lived in the bottom. I lived in the South State, New South Wales, and then I was moving to Queensland. And there was a moment where me and my wife now didn't know if we were even going to be able to go to the house. Like,
that's
but
nuts.
It all worked out. Like,
yeah. It's almost as if Kyle, you've said to your now wife, oh, I'll tell you what we'll do. When I have a bit of time off from the band, we'll get married, we'll get a house. And you were like, ha, 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 that's never going to happen. And then it's happened and you've gone, oh, no. And she's gone, yes, house and wedding.
It's finally happening.
Are you trying to say his wife started COVID?
There's a conspiracy theory for you.
Yeah.
I've only
met Carl today and I don't really know that much about his wife, so I can't confirm.
Well, she's actually a molecular biologist, so.
Maybe she did.
Instead of 5G, it's wife G, right?
Imagine like we broke coronavirus here. Like, it didn't start in China, it started in Australia by Kyle's wife.
This is such a dark conversation.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Look, and it's got to be said, we can't undermine everyone's probably going through a hard time right now. Yeah. But I hope that this brings a little bit of dark humor and brings a lot of light into whoever's listening to this right now.
Well, yeah. Well, it'll be a mixture of people who already listen to the podcast and people who like you guys. So hopefully the guys who like you guys understand what's going on there, because everybody who listens to this. Yeah. Knows I'm fucked anyway, so
yeah, it's all chaos.
Yeah.
It's complete chaos. Just go with it. Say we want to a certain degree, but I mean,
yeah.
Carl, talk a bit more about the wedding as well. I'd like to hear a bit more about that, especially having it during this timing and lockdown and everything. How did it all kind of play out?
Okay, so we had a huge wedding planned. We had like, you know, 100 guests, which is huge for me. Like, I didn't have that many close friends, so there's heaps of family and stuff. And then the restrictions kept getting like larger and larger, and it eventually got down to 20. We were like 20 people, and that's, we could have a celebrant and we could have a photographer and, you know, a few other little things, but basically we had to cancel everything we had planned. And I just got this Airbnb, which is like probably 10 minutes from our place here, and it was just on this beautiful like 15 acre property, and we cooked, catered it all ourselves. Yeah, it was awesome. So it was the band, my family, Christina's family, like immediate family. So like mom, dad, brother, sister kind of thing. Yeah, it was a fucking awesome day. Like I was kind of like dreading the wedding a little bit until it actually happened. And I was like, this is fucking sick. Like I want to do this again. But obviously don't want to do it again. But like, you know, do those ones. You know, like do those, like renew the, yeah. Like, which is good. We'll do an anniversary party.
Okay, good save.
So we all had to multitask too, because there's only 20 people. So I had to be the videographer. Our guitarist had to be the celebrant. And no.
But I had everybody working. Jake was doing filming. Jake was actually filming the whole thing. He did like he was like flying his drone around and shit, like around the property. Evan was like, I was literally like walking down the aisle and I was like, go, go, because he put a microphone on me and he's like, it's not working. Like I gotta come over and like fix your mic. So he could like, so I had everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Helping out.
Yeah. We recorded like a video version of with audio so that Carl's family, we could send it to them. They could see it because they couldn't be there.
All the
so
people couldn't be there.
Yeah. Live stream the wedding.
Yeah. I was going to say, so you didn't do like a Zoom or anything for any other families or Skype or anything like that?
It was like, I don't know. I think it just would have made it awkward, you know, like just, I think what Jake's going to do is going to be sweet. The video, and we'll send that to them, and then yeah, good enough.
I have to get around to that. I'm currently, yeah, I just told Carl's wife and you, Carl, that might take a year, fellas, before I get to the video. Maybe I'll get it for your first anniversary. And that's not because I'm lazy. Sweet. It's purely because I'm doing 5 music videos and amongst the other things we have for the band. So I'm like, priority, you guys got married. It's great. It's all good. Let's have something to look forward to, and I'll get around to it when I can.
No, I know how difficult your job is with the band, so
we'll take your time. We'll get there.
Are those 5 videos you editing all 4 in Heart's Wake?
I'm not editing them. Well, I do screen share sometimes with the editors, and we go through the edits that way. But no, I write them. So I write the treatments for them, and then I either co-direct or direct them. So it's a real hands-on, and I love it. I really enjoy it, but that can be hard to juggle. That and then like COVID-19, you know, like it's like, yeah, we can have a show. Oh no, we can't. You know, here's your records. Oh wait, oh, it's like everything's you have a plan B, C, and D in place with everything you do, and as a result, that's part of working smarter is working harder. It's an interesting one.
Yeah. Has that always been the case with you guys? Like, have you always been involved with the writing and treatments for the videos and stuff?
Yeah. We take that DIY approach because we just did it for so long and we really just enjoy doing it. And so as we grew and more people came onto our team, we still found ourselves wanting to do stuff. Kyle sets up like the lights at the shows. Like Kyle's like up on the ladder and he's wiring up lights and I'm hanging the banner. Like we've all got different roles. We just figure like we love our crew, but at the same time, like less is more, you know, let's put our hearts and into this and put on the show.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what a lot of like upcoming bands like kind of don't really like we get a lot of people listening to this who are in bands who don't like really understand. I remember like when my old band, as soon as we could have techs, we were like, yeah, let's get techs, because we'd seen other people with techs and stuff. And like I think a lot of younger bands don't realize like how cost effective it is to just try and do it as much as you can yourself, like all of it.
It sucks to drive every night. I gotta be honest, driving is such a killer. Like if you're just taking shifts, like you literally have broken sleep every night, you're driving like 6 hours from city to city, it's that takes its toll, like on a big tour. I think that's like one of the harder things. Like give me anything at the show, I'll work the whole time. Like that's like you turn up, you load in, and then you're like on until you guys load out. But when you have to like keep that on and drive after it, that's when I feel like it gets a lot, you know?
Yeah. So guys, of course, now next week, you've got the release of your new album coming out. And sometimes when we get some bands on to talk about new releases and stuff, it's very much surrounding them, a record. But this is completely different because it's very eco-friendly. You've been doing loads of things behind the scenes with this album now, including planting trees. The LPs are all made out of recycling goods. Can you just tell us about everything that's really going on behind the scenes?
Sure. Yeah, we get called an EnviroCore, EnvironmentalCore, all these labels.
Yeah,
and like, that's cool.
And then, yeah, EarthCore, that's probably the best one. I don't even know what we are. We play heavy music. We can play melodic stuff too, but our passion for the environment started purely because we're very lucky to be living in such a beautiful area. And then we started to tour third world countries and all kinds of places, being in the back streets where venues often are. You see a whole different world, and mental health, I realized for us as individuals, was reflected, and it changed because of that, because we didn't have that like balance that we could just go into the ocean or go for a walk. And so as we became a band more and more, we wanted to champion those kinds of things, you know? So it's just been a natural progression to be where we are now. And, you know, we were doing these awesome marine debris cleanups a couple of years ago on our last record. Dredging like tons of plastic from the oceans with our fans instead of doing signings. And then we realized that like the stuff we were collecting, the plastic bottles, the coffee cups, they're like the chewed up pool toys, they were the same things that we had at our shows and on stage, you know? So then I was like, all right, we got to level up here. You know, we need to fix that too. And so it's really snowballed like that. And here we are looking at, okay, if we want to make another record, let's make it count. Let's reduce our impact with it. So how can we do that? All right, what's the mountain we can set ourselves to try and climb? And that's been how to do a carbon offset record, how to calculate everything that goes into making every take in every different room, the studio, how much food we eat, the air miles, all that stuff, and then generate a footprint from that, offset it into a reforestation project here in Australia. And then that bled into, well, the record's got to be sort of eco-friendly too. So what's that challenge? And that came out through a company in the Netherlands who create vinyl using recycled materials 100% and use biofuels to power the plant with vegan inks, paper-based tapes. They offset the shipping. So it's kind of just snowboarded like that. And here we find ourselves with, being an EarthCore band.
Yeah, that's it's awesome.
It's as easy as that.
Simple.
Yeah. I like the idea that Jake has spent hours doing it all and Kyle just turns up and goes, "And that piece of piss, boys."
That's it.
Yeah. To be honest,
I didn't do anything and it's done. So yeah, wicked. Well done, everyone. When Hayley Connolly told us about it, we were genuinely like blown away and we were like super interested. And yeah, I think this is, well, it's how we should all move forward. It, especially bands, like we should all be trying to make the world a nicer place. So yeah, it's been super interested. And so you guys put out the song Worldwide Suicide. Was it the pledge was for every 1,000 views you're gonna plant a tree?
Yeah. Every 1,000 views, one tree. So we got 300 trees at the moment from the video. Wow. But we've got our planting happening on the, was it Jake, the 12th?
It's next weekend. I think it'll be the 8th. So we basically pledge in our spring. I don't know what it is, the seasons, who knows what hemisphere, but we're just going to, whatever it's at, we're going to do that. And we'll be planting more than whatever that is, because we've also pledged to plant a tree for every record that's been pressed. So we got a lot of planting to do.
Yeah, it'll be well over 1,000. So we've been to the like area that we're going to plant all of these trees as well. Like it's a, I don't know, what do you reckon, half an hour from where you guys live in Bangalore, basically, like
half an hour from Byron Bay. Yeah,
this like farm. Met the farmer. He's a legend. He's like helping us, you know, get everything ready. He's helping us with the trees, like the right trees to plant, because we're planting them along a riverbank, basically. So they have to, you know, be biodiverse and hold the riverbank together. So it helps with erosion. So he's actually benefiting from this process as well as us, obviously wanting to do the planting and give back to Earth as well. So
yeah, and hopefully the Earth and the animals benefit too. I was actually out there today there was two thousand trees turned up. He's doing another planting of another 1,000 somewhere else. So I was out there today looking at them all, and it's real, you know, it's happening. It's going to be cool.
Yes, it's it must be crazy to think, like, when you started the band in 2006, like, you weren't going, oh, I hope that we get to plant a good 250 trees one day for the sale of an album. It's mad. It's just crazy.
It's absolutely, yeah. Talk about seeing the forest for the trees. You know what? The exciting part of it, it's just an adventure. I love a good challenge. We all do. A lot of people have this thing of, you know, they'll under promise and over deliver, but I feel that we've always been over promising and then trying to over deliver beyond that, and that's enabled us to like set ourselves some really big challenges and say, hey, let's see if we can do this, you know. And it stretches us thin sometimes, but the knowledge and the people we get to talk and meet with just is like an education you can't even pay for, you know. It's been really cool.
Yeah. And when you were kind of researching all the methods and stuff and how you could really make this record as eco-friendly as possible, were you surprised with just how much of a difference doing it in these ways can be to the environment?
Well, I mean, when we were dredging all that plastic, we're seeing lots of it there. So we know that we don't want to contribute to that waste. It's hard to put a figure on it to know what the CO2 impact is of a record. That's something that hasn't quite been done. But part of our record not being shrink-wrapped in plastic, it meant that most of the retailers all said no, like, we won't stock it. So that's been like a bit of a challenge, right? So I guess rather than sending it here to then be sent there, it's kind of like it's much more of a straight from us. So that impacts, you know, it changes the impact and the flow of the carbon emissions that would be going to so many different places. That's direct stream definitely helps. But I don't know what the quantity of what one record would be. It's hard because the different plants would have different figures.
Yeah. I find that bonkers that some stores won't carry it. That's
yeah. They don't want to be responsible for water damage record, someone stealing a record. They don't, and also we don't have, like, we haven't established some sort of bioplastic or an alternative. Like, it's just because no one's done it or created it or built a demand up for it to be cheap enough yet. And that's where it starts, with someone saying no, and this is what we want to find. And, you know, that's how we make changes, right? So
yep.
Yeah.
Well, in the future now, in about 5 or 10 years now, when people are like, remember when they used to put plastic on CDs? And we'd be like, fucking hell, that's crazy. Do you know who's the first band I know who fucking stopped doing that? You'd be fucking leaders, boys. You'd be like world leaders now in fucking record.
Yeah, I'm actually super stoked with it, because we, like, when we do signings, people will bring like their new CDs, and no one will ever like pre-open the CD, so they'll have this shrink wrap on it. And it's just save us so much time reopening those before we have to sign. Like, seriously, it's going to be great.
Yeah. And then the pile that's next to us too, we're like, oh, you got to like find who's like walking around this pile. Like, where's the bin?
Yeah. I like the idea that you've done an eco-based record just so you don't have to pull the plastic off anymore. Do you know what?
That's the real reason.
Yeah, I'm not in it to save the world. Yeah, fuck the world. It's my wrist. If anything.
Have you tried to open one of those things?
Like
that shrink wrap. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I found the hack for it is just apply a lot of pressure, downward pressure, and you do a quick. And you just use friction to make a rrr, and it feels rigid.
You'll break 1 out of 10, but you'll do it real quick, okay?
That's not a bad rate.
Yeah, 1 out of 10 fans as a personalized smashed up CD, but everybody else is chuffed with it.
But speaking of vinyl as well, like, I'm a huge vinyl collector and stuff, and like, I know, like, you spent a lot of time trying to research a place where you could actually get yours like made of recycling goods. That's quite surprising, the fact that like in this day and age that there's not more of those kind of things.
Yeah, I think for the most part, artists don't have a lot of money. Labels are trying to make bottom line and ends meet. The music industry is a tricky one, so it hasn't been generating towards solutions. It's been more of like, you know, more for less. It's just the paradigm that's there. So we do have one of our variants actually is made down from recycled like vinyl that didn't sell or they had left over. So it's going to be like totally random what you get melted down. And then the other thing that they have is it's like a calcium based material that apparently it's not nearly as harmful as the toxic plastics that are used in regular records. And we found out that one of the biggest polluters in the world from plastic is in Thailand, and they're the number one distributor of all these plastic pellets that go out to all the companies to then be melted down into vinyl. So as we went down the rabbit trail, it was like, whoa, like we're all trash collectors. we just love music.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Did you find, like, how long did it take to kind of make it economically viable? Or was it always economically viable? Or did you, like, meet any things where, like, vinyl pressing was ludicrously expensive? Was there any moment where you were like, oh, I don't know if we can do this because of one item or anything?
Yeah, it works out to about, it is more expensive. It could be around the, you know, the two-thirds, not quite double the price, but it is more. That being said, rather than making more records, which is still going to cost you a lot of money, you actually make less records. You cut your records in half the amount that you're going to get made, which is already going to put way less waste and energy into making those because you're already making less. And you can actually, because you're paying more to create them, you have to sell them for more. And then the fan who receives that record then has a piece of something that's much more limited. And I mean, if they wanted to flip it, I mean, I see a lot of people trying to flip them. They, you know, they're worth more in that way too. So, and the planet wins. So in that way, it's not like we lost money. Do you know what I mean? No one lost any money. They kind of gained the value. So that's just the way to go, right? Make less.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting. Like, fair play for taking the time to research and all this. It was something that you don't see bands at all looking at that side of things when they're trying to release a record. So
I think that's going to extend to like our merchandise as well. And in a way, like the stuff that we're going to be printing on now is going to be more expensive, I guess, for the consumer. But at the same time, we understand that we're probably going to make less money. We're probably going to sell less, but we're proud of the product. And it stands behind the image that we want to create as a band. So it's okay for us to take a bit of a loss and, I don't know, put out something that we're actually really stoked on and proud of to have people wearing and showing off. Yeah.
Yeah. Cottons are a big one. The more you look into it, it's like, cottons are just herbicides, pesticides. It's all pretty bad. So we've gone for the organic cotton. That's like the base, you know, no polyesters, and also the dyes. You got to be careful of the dyes too. A lot of the bleach dye, this and that. I mean, they're fun and they look awesome, but it just goes all back into the water table. So we have to, we're also a band. We've got to be careful we don't totally cut our nuts off and not be able to make anything. So we're trying to find a healthy balance, and it's just a journey. It really is. It really is. Patagonia, an incredible brand. You guys know about Patagonia. They kind of took that on where they were doing, making less of things and finding, you know, solutions. And they were finding that in a recession, because they've already been in a recession back in the 80s. I hate using the word consumer, just someone who buys stuff. They were finding that someone is more likely to spend much more for something if it is quality and going to last them a long time. So that goes with the things that we want to make. We don't want to make cheap things. We want to make quality shirts out of quality materials, quality records, so that these things will last longer as well. And, you know, it's not going to be something you're going to throw out or it's going to rip within a year. So yeah, as we move into a recession right now with COVID, it's like, I can't buy 10 shirts. I'm going to buy the one shirt that's going to last me. And I hope that people take that. It makes a, you know, positive ripple as it goes outwards, because then we all start consuming less, you know, it makes sense, right?
Oh, I think what you've done with this record, I think moving forward, hopefully, all bands kind of take it on or try and get involved. And do you think there's a way that you could, maybe after this record is done and out, that you could, I'm trying to think of a way you could like forward the blueprint to people, like to other bands, maybe? Is that a plan?
Or? Yeah, it's definitely a plan. I feel it felt like we kind of decided as a band, like, we don't want to be out there pointing the finger or preaching, this is, you know, until we actually had something that we know worked. So this is all, we're basically a guinea pig in this experiment on ourselves.
Yeah.
So provided it all rolls out and, you know, people have their, they can play their vinyl and wear their stuff and we can put on amazing shows without blowing up, you know, half of the Middle East with like, with explosives, like, you know, and CO2 cannons, we can then say, hey, like, yeah, this is a blueprint and this is a way to, these are like, these are the solutions that we found. And it's like an open thing as well. It's an open conversation that people say, oh, I found this too. You know, we kind of have to reband together as a community, especially in the metal world.
Well, a few, in saying that, a few bands have already noticed what we did with our vinyls and have switched over to going to Deep Grooves and like moving to the sustainable vinyl. So it's like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards. I don't know if you've heard of those guys from Australia, but they, after I think hearing from maybe a label or someone through the grapevine, have moved over to using them. So yeah, I think it's just going to be hopefully a bit of a like chain effect afterwards, and maybe some people move to it.
Did you get any resistance from the label? Because I know earlier we were talking about like they always want to kind of have the bottom, you know, as cheap as they can make a record. When you were like, oh, we want to make an eco-friendly, were they like, oh, what?
I mean, our label Unified have always had our back and known, like, they've pretty much known from the start that we were going to be difficult to work with, and they still chose to work with us.
It's their own fault. It's their own fault, man, if anything.
Yeah, no, they've been really good to work with. They've been major researchers in us having these conversations. They've been super on board with it. And they've been adopting some of these things too now for more of their artists, the things that work. And we're learning from this too. So there's things that perhaps we'll find that don't work as well. But no, they were really good. Like Carl said, yeah, like we're not easy to work with. We're not like, yeah, let's just release a record. So I was like,
no, we cannot just release a record.
It's too easy. It's too easy. But you know, we want to enter new rooms, and sometimes you have to be by ourselves in those rooms in order to like work out like, you know, how are we going to operate in this space? Like, it's a challenge.
They've never said flat out no to us, the label. They've never just been like, nah, we can't do that. They've always tried to meet us somewhere and try to make some form of the idea that we had work. So I mean, we're thankful to have somebody or some people behind us that actually are trying to make this vision that we want to create happen.
Brilliant translators, as I would say. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good. That's good to you. That's good. That's good to you. They've been supportive.
Yeah, but the fact that other bands are already looking at these alternatives and kind of following suit, and the album's not even out yet, is a testament to how big really an issue it is, and how maybe more bands will look at this in the future. So.
We'll see in 10 days, I think. If it goes okay,
Yeah.
This might be the last you ever hear of us.
No, I tell you what we'll do. We'll guarantee we'll do a follow-up one, right? When we're after the end of this album cycle, we'll do a follow-up one. And we'll either all four of us will be here going, boys, you're the beginning of the saviours of the earth when it comes to metal. Or we'll be like... I tell you what I like. I like plastic wrapping on my records. Fingers crossed it's the first one, and I think it's going to be the first one. But, you know, you never know.
Awesome. But with that being said, I mean, let's talk a bit more about the actual album itself. As I said, it's come out on August 7th, and listen to some of the tracks already. There seems to be that kind of perfect mixture of what people have come to know and love about In Hearts Wake in the past, of that kind of really aggressive guitarist, some vocal tones, but some great hooks and melodies in between. I mean, when it comes to writing, how does everything originally come about? Is there an ideal goal of what you're looking to do for a record, or is it just everyone getting ideas together and it just becomes this unit of work?
It's changed every time. It's really changed, eh, Carl?
This time was like the strangest period, because Jake, when we first started writing this record, was living in LA. So this is the first, like the most divided we've ever been as a band when we've gone into actually writing an album. And Jake was working on stuff with a producer in America. And we, like Evan, Ben, the two guitarists, and me were in a studio down here just trying to do whatever we could and by ourselves. So it's normally we have Jake, who really does spearhead like the lyrical idea or the vocal idea in the songs. And so this is the first time where us three were left to our own devices, and we had to come up with something. And I think it actually like really... there was some innovation in this album that we hadn't had in previous ones, because we really were pushed to do stuff that we had never done before. And like, we couldn't lean on Jake as much for those lyrical and melody ideas. Like, yeah, I think it really led to a few like fresh sounds throughout the record. Yeah, like it's by far the most diverse piece of work we've put out holistically. Like listening through it, like every song really has its complete own feel, I believe, on the record. Like there are similarities between them, like obviously my voice and Jake's voice throughout, but man, there are definitely some weird tracks on there that people are probably not going to expect.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, yeah, we did some experimenting, and Kyle would like receiving the tracks and not knowing where the guys are at, like, you know, what they did last week or what they've been going through, just receiving just track. I was like, whoa, like they're in that headspace. Interesting. I'm hearing it as a completely fresh, unfiltered, just like boom. And so meanwhile, like I was over and I was experimenting hard because for the first time, I didn't have to be like Ben or Evan, like, can you do a song that's like this for this sort of theme? You know, I didn't have, for the first time, I was like, hey, Josh, who's worked on all of our records with us, Bar One. I was like, Josh, like, what do you reckon we try this? And he was like, yeah, all right. So we'd just be experimenting, getting really weird, like doing some stuff. And I remember when the guys turned up for the first time in the studio, we played a couple of the songs. It was like,
Dude, you sent like two or three tracks to us while we're still in Australia. I thought I was listening to like Lose Yourself by Eminem or something like that. It was like rap tracks he sent over to us. And I was like, at first I was like, whoa, this is fucking weird. I don't know. I listened to it a few times and I was like, all right, it's been a while since we've written anything. This is like a cool direction, somewhere new. Like once we get onto the songs, like they're going to turn into something that's like really in Hutt's wake and really innovative at the same time. So I think it was cool. Like, and that like being scared, we haven't had that in a while. Like I felt like our last record, we wanted to do some crazy shit on it, but it did end up feeling a little safe. And this one, it felt like we were like mad scientists or something like that in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that kind of brought to light, which was, I started to realize someone actually reflected it back upon me. It was saying that, like if it is different, sounds really different, it doesn't matter if it doesn't sound like In Hutt's Wake, because one of the In Hutt's Wake members still wrote it. So therefore it's still a part of like what we bring to the band. And that was looking at it like, oh, we can be anything we want to be. Let's just like, let's try a, as you say, an Eminem rap song. Let's try some weird stuff. I recorded Greta Thunberg speaking at a rally, like with my phone. Just got the audio and voice recorder and I took it to the studio like the next week and the guys hadn't turned up the studio yet. And Josh and I made like a complete track just with that. And it turned out to be like the intro to the record. So there's just lots of like, let's just try it. Like, and a lot of stuff didn't make the record too that we all tried. And then we got together and made tracks together too. So it was just the journey is like this.
They threw a didgeridoo at me one day and said, hey, Kyle, you look like you can play a didgeridoo. Why don't you have a go? Yo, it made the record. It made the freaking record.
Brilliant. At first then, when you said they threw a didgeridoo at me, I thought you just meant they were recording the sound of you being hit by a didgeridoo. Got it. We got it.
It's a new Slipknot like hitting a bass.
Oh, brilliant! The Australian Slipknot, like please
on breakdowns.
Boom. Yeah,
they were like, breakdown.
Oh, there's not enough didgeridoo in metal. I've never heard it before. That's unbelievable.
So yeah, one day they're like, all right, so we have this intro and we really need it to have the didgeridoo. And I was like, and they're like, Kyle, this is your job. Get in the other room. So I shit you not, I was in the other room with the didgeridoo and different YouTube tutorials. And I was just watching YouTube tutorials. I was like, how do I circular breathe? How do I circular breathe this thing? Like I did not get it, but I got to a point where I could make a sound that was not sounding like a fart. And that's what made it the record. Yeah.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
I just love the idea of everybody in the band going, Kyle, it's your time to shine. Oh, brilliant. Not enough didgeridoo in metal. Oh, did you think of having any rappers on the album at any point? And also, who is Australia's biggest rapper?
Oh, Remy. Remy would have been cool.
We got, yeah, there's some, oh my God, AB Original, what's his name, Carl? Senator Briggs. He's an amazing indigenous rapper from Australia. I mean, there's a new kid, he's like 16, he's called Kid Leroy. He's killing it right now at the moment. I'm sure you hear him soon.
I've seen him on the Instagram. And 360, is he still about?
Yeah, 360, Hilltop Hoods. Those are the kind of the more, as they call it, Aussie hip hop, like acts that I've established. We've had Hacktivist, those guys from the UK.
Yeah,
they did a rap piece in one of our like a duel between the two vocalists back on Skydancer, the record. So we've had a rap spot before. I definitely think we'll experiment furthermore. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, didgeridoo and rap. I think that's probably the future now.
That was another instance where Hacktivist were on that track. And then obviously we can't tour with them all the time. So when we were playing that song, everyone just looks at me and is like, Kyle, it's your time to shine. You've never rapped before. You've never rapped before, but get going.
And now it's over to Kyle. And Kyle pulls out the didgeridoo and people are like, no, rap it. It's the rap section. Too late. Oh, that's so good. Well, I didn't think today's conversation would end up talking about rap and didgeridoos. But here we are.
So, I love it.
I tell you what we haven't done. Morgan hasn't pronounced the name of the record. And Morgan is terrible at pronouncing things. So I want him to have a go at this. Morg?
I'm really sorry if I get this wrong, really. But I know it's Kali Yuga.
Oh, fuck.
See? Piss. Thank you. I didn't mention it before because, you know, we'll put it in the intro and stuff, but I knew Sean, if I had it wrong, Sean would have a go at me, so I do apologise. Everyone who listens to this knows he picks up on the slightest mistakes I make, so...
Well done, slight. Morgan.
Morgan, I have to say, congratulations on the degree as well, mate.
Oh
thank
God.
You.
I heard that on the last podcast you guys did.
Oh, cheers.
Well done, mate.
Thank you. Thanks.
How's it feel? How's it feel to be legitimate?
You've got Sean so angry here. That's amazing. Like certified. It's crazy.
It's not crazy. You've done it, man. You earned it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I didn't expect this to happen on this episode either.
It's not a lottery. Yeah. I mean, Sean's biting his tongue down there.
He's tamping.
Sean, no degrees down there.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck. This is the worst.
But, you know, it's
no
just,
degrees, Sean.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on. See ya. Good luck with your fucking record and your didgeridoo, you pricks. See you later. Imagine that's how I left.
That could be your rap name. That could be your rap name. No degrees.
No degrees. Do you know what? In Hartswick, my new favourite guests on Saturday Park.
Oh, tell you what's funny. What an absolutely pointless conversation we've had, because this podcast isn't coming out. Fuck you guys. I'm going to phone Ailey Connolly right now. Ailey, get fucked. I absolutely love you, like everybody that's ever met you does, but get fucked.
Who was doing the epic cinematic voice in the last podcast?
One man. Yeah, yeah. If you need anything for any video work, come on. Sure. The earth give us is on fire. Yeah, what do you need?
give us a Kali Yuga like promo, you know? Like, I want to hear what it would be.
August the 7th, 2020. The fifth studio album by In Hartswake, Kali Yuga. There you go. That's
done.
Yeah, if you can't,
yeah. So this is going to come out a week before the record comes out. So if I hear that now, I know you've clipped it from the podcast that came out the week before the album. So
look, you might not have a degree, but you do have a fantastic radio voice, and you could definitely be nominated.
I like how you've tried to save this interview. I don't know if you've done enough. I don't know if you've done enough. We might have to miss. We've done 87 in a row. This might be the first week we don't pull one out now. So that's going to be.
Is this 88?
Yes, 88.
What a 88? Number.
Yeah.
Two fat ladies.
Yeah.
Two fat ladies.
Sorry, yeah. Someone had to say it.
Two beautiful ladies. Morgan dropped out after that. He's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've had to go with me for having no degrees. Morgan does like sexism, apparently, so he's just leaving.
Does anyone like sexism?
Oh, that's true. Damn! I just outed myself as a sexist. Bugger! I hate men. Carry on.
Yeah, well, anyway. Anyway.
This has gone mad.
I love it. I love how these conversations turn up. But guys, obviously, you know, when you... away from saving the world or writing really heavy riffs and everything, what does In Heart Wake like to do to relax? We had your friends Northlane on the podcast quite recently, and they were telling us all about cricket. So is there anything In Heart Wake has on the side that you enjoy?
Well, I'm a bit of a gamer. I like the indoors. I like my safe little room with my computer. And yeah, I can game all day, game all night. It's a good time for it, by the way. And I work when I'm not on tour with the band. I clean carpets for people, removing stains.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Clean stain, carpet clean.
Yeah. Well, we've got to go. We've got to ask the question.
What's
the worst stain you've come across?
I mean, it'd be like a combination stain. It'd be like a shit blood stain. And that's like, that's got to be the you fucking asked.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But then I was like, as soon as I said it, I went, oh, it's the answer, shit and blood, isn't it? And then you said shit and blood. And I was like, oh, yeah.
He
literally blood, sweat, and tears what he does for his money.
Yeah.
That was blood, shit, and tears.
The better question is, though, what's the best excuse someone's given you when you've tried to clean a sting and they've gone,
That is good. I would, yeah.
I mean, everyone just blames everything on their pets, you know, like,
that's an easy
pets, it's always the pet, but I think you can tell. You can tell the difference between a stain made by a pet and a stain made by a human. So.
Oh, there's like a bit of a scalp just lying there and some teeth. Oh, yeah, it was my cat. My cat, you know.
Oh, I think the dog must have eaten some barbed wire again.
Oh, no. He's so dark.
Oh, boy, this has definitely been one of my most favorite podcasts we've done. Oh, this has been fucking brilliant. I love it. Oh, crying, yeah.
Carpet cleaner. Tell you what, Kyle, if you need an advert, Sean's your guy for the voice.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Movie in contact, bro.
Yeah. Have you got blood and shit everywhere? Check out Kyle's cleaning.
From the makers of In Heart's Wake.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, tell him a bit about yourself.
What do you do, Jake? You clean up murder scenes.
No. I'm busy calculating the carbon footprint of this conversation. Dude, I play football, actually. Play a lot of football. I surf. And I try and get
football?
Out.
Real football?
Yeah, your football.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah, the actual your the ball with the feet, like, yeah.
I mean,
who do you go for, Jake? Who's your team?
West Ham.
West Ham? West Ham.
Well, what the fuck?
Congratulations on staying up.
Exactly.
Do they win the Premier League in 2021? And you know, because, are you that far in the future? Yeah, is it? Wait here, how'd you get to... I'm lost how you'd end up supporting West Ham. How does that come about?
When your grandfather and great-grandfather went to the... They were hard-working folk from West Ham, and they would go and turn up to the free football match. They'd be in that little area where all the poor people stood and they'd watch the games. I don't have a choice, you know. That's just what it comes down to. It's, bought into it. It's like what country you come from. I was born here. It's where, you know.
That's fair.
Maybe I did choose. Maybe I was in the spirit world and went, you know what? I want to be a West Ham fan.
Oh, God. Yeah. I hate myself so much. Yeah, I hate myself so much. I want to support West Ham so I can be miserable for the rest of my life.
Oh, shots fired. I feel like you could be in Little Britain.
Me?
Yeah. Can you?
Do you know? Oh, Little Britain's just been taken down off Netflix and stuff because because of. So yeah, so you've just outed yourself as somebody who likes the terrible TV show that is Little Britain. So
I didn't say that I liked it. I never said that I liked it. Just like you said, you didn't like West Ham.
Fuck! How can I get him back? Would it? Yeah,
can you
can't
please
see
same
this.
The
only gay in the village. I'm David. The only gay in the village. There you go. I've done it for you. There you go, Jake. Yeah, what podcast listeners can't see is Jake's just taken his top off and he's got a big back tattoo of all of the Little Britain characters. So none of us are expecting that. That's brilliant.
That was a painful joke.
Sorry. It did take me a while to get there.
No, no, I meant the tattoo was painful. It was a joke.
Both will be I wonder if anybody has got a Little Britain back piece.
There's got to be someone somewhere.
Google it. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, snap. Little Britain tattoo.
I love how off topic we are right now.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Welcome to every episode. These motherfuckers have dust.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one of that woman who says, does somebody want dust?
Yes. There you go.
Dust. I can't believe this.
You can't get that off easy.
Nope. No. This is just coming with forever. British tattoos. Yeah. Ah, wow. All right. We got really off topic.
Yeah, that's true. Let's get back to...
what topic should we get back to?
But just to say, if anyone listening does have their own Little Britain tattoo, send it over to us at Sapnin Pod. Yeah. And we'll do something with it. I don't know.
We're not allowed to, Mark.
No, that's true. We're not. We can't. We'll judge you. That's what we'll do. We can judge him, Sean. We can do that.
Yeah. Use examples of tattoos not to get anymore.
So what football teams do you two go for? Just real quick. I won't write you off, I promise.
Okay, so I've supported Manchester United, but a real fan, season ticket holder for almost nine years. So
We had a draw. Yeah, a draw between West Ham. That's not too bad.
That's fine. And,
I'm a grown-up, so I don't like children in shorts. Play millionaire children in shorts playing sports for my entertainment. I'm all right. I'm good, thank you. I prefer wrestling, which is friends in pants pretending to fight each other.
Not COVID safe.
No, not COVID safe. Yeah, imagine trying to wrestle from 2 meters apart. It'd be dreadful. Yeah, when I
let's have a Zoom wrestle. That would be one.
Yeah, when I did like football, I think, who was it? Arsenal. For some reason, it was the Arsenal. It might have because it had the word arse in the beginning of it, but and they had a gun as a logo. Everyone likes a gun as a logo, I suppose. So
it's pretty metal.
Yeah, it's just metal. Cannon, like a cannon. It walks all small metal and a football team with a cannon for a logo.
Let's see, talk about a blackout.
Oh, this is brilliant.
I don't mind it though, because it's back talking about me. As long as it's not talking about fucking Boyo and his degree, I'm all good.
Outstanding. But with all this as well, I mean, what else can we expect from In Hartwick now in the future? Of course, you know, there's the record, all these videos coming out, and I'm sure plenty of more over the coming months to celebrate it. But is there anything else we can kind of expect in between?
Waiting for tours to come back. That's one thing we can expect. Kyle, I don't know. Yeah, you know, this is such an unexpected time. I really like, you know, this for the first time in this question, I actually don't know the answer. I'm not hiding something that's gonna happen. We don't know. We truly don't know. Just as much as everyone doesn't know where the world's gonna be out in a month. Like, not that we ever did know, but this feels very uncertain all of a sudden, doesn't it? But
it does feel weird that, like, we used to, you know, you'd be like, oh, I'll book a tour for like fucking 4 months down the line, we'll be fine now, and you'd be like, oh, we'll be doing that, and now you're like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 2 weeks. Like, we can't, Did you have plans to come over to the UK that have been sacked off? Or
sacked off. We're going to be there about November, I think. Yeah. Lucky we didn't book any flights.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
Yeah, we didn't get too burnt with it. We were holding off a little bit. So,
did you have to cancel the stuff you had booked, or did they cancel it?
No, it's just avocado bookings. They're our lords for over there. And Marco, we just check in every week. It's like, oh, it's look, and then the next week it's not looking good. And then, oh, we might be back on for November. Then all of a sudden, America, you see, you know, what's happening. It's like, you know what? It's not going to be good. It's been like this constant. Everyone was thinking, we'll just postpone till July, you know, from March. It'll be okay. And then let's do it for the end of the year. Now it's, we'll see you in 2022. Like, that's how much we don't know. So, we got a little bit burnt on Australia. We had a Download Australia. That we had everything booked. We had banners, all stage, you know, everything was ready to go. We're going to roll out some eco production that we're working on some ways of how to do it. And that got canned right when Worldwide Suicide came out. So,
I was like driving around the neighborhood looking for leaves we could shoot out of cannons.
I was just about to say
dry leaves as a replacement for confetti. That was a real task that I was given by the band.
I was going to ask, how does what does an eco show involve? But flower leaf confetti cannons, right? Here we go.
But then you got to take into account people's allergies, so you don't want to be like.
I was literally just going to say I suffer really bad with hay fever, so I wouldn't be happy with grass in my face.
So we put a pin in that one. Don't worry.
What if we grind up like Claritin and like, you know, all the antihistamines and we fire it up with it and it kind of offsets it? Will that work?
Where to go?
Right. For the intro, here we go. I'm designing the set right now. Kyle starts didgeridoo, right? He's got a mouthful of antihistamines, right?
Of course.
He's shooting antihistamines out into the crowd, right? They're all at the front, I guess. Probably shouldn't be doing it because of COVID. But anyway, antihistamines dropping in the mouth. Second song, leaf confetti. Everyone's fine because they've had the antihistamines. It begins, boys.
Let's just hope that it's not in winter and we have no leaves to fire. That's the other issue. It's a seasonal thing.
Firing snowballs then?
Yeah. We just have snow. Snow could work. Just as long as they're not icicles that are going to cause damage, little shards hitting everyone.
Yeah. You have to run them off.
Yeah, there's a bunch of solutions. We're working on it. It's a process. We'll have to have a disclaimer. Just put a disclaimer on the ticket that just says, you know, people with allergies, you know, things may be present. Just put it there, like an epileptic warning to a YouTube video.
Yeah, you could have a big sign that's like, no strobes, but leaves. If I went to a gig and they shot leaves out over me, I'd be over the moon. I'd just be like, nobody was expecting this. Like, what else? What else could you do? I'm trying to think of other eco stuff that you could do for. I'm trying to think how you could do an eco strobe. I don't know what. I've just put two words together.
With lighting, but like being serious, with lighting, you just go with LED, and it's pretty damn good. It's just as good as the high powered stuff. And so
we have those bicycles right beforehand, so we just do like 10 kilometers each. And we power up the generator.
It's a good warm-up for the show anyways. Yeah,
it's a great warm-up.
Oh, boys, you've definitely got to get a bike, like a watt bike, though. Like one of you just pedals through a whole song just to charge. Behind you, you've got an LEDs. Boys, I'm going mad. Sorry. Sorry, I've gone mad. I've had a monster. I'm hyped now. Here we go. You've got a big LED screen behind you, right? So say Kyle's just spending the old song just on the bike, and it shows the meter going up. It shows the meter going. Well, anyone, whoever you want. But, sorry, boys, I'm just getting too excited thinking of things.
Yeah. too many antihistamines over there, the monster. the next best eco-friendly thing to do is to not tour. Believe it or not, The sad reality is we're all probably doing the environment a favor right now as we work out solutions. So it gives us a bit of time to get our heads down and work out how to do it.
Yeah. Come and see In Hearts Wake, not on tour for the environment.
Ever.
August through November, nowhere. just put in that. Yeah, well, just dates with, like, in their houses, probably at home. Oh, that's so good.
I mean, that's pretty much every tour post right now, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Cancelled. Just, yeah. 2020, rescheduled to never. It's just, you know, yeah, who knows? We'll see.
February for now. And that's all it, yeah. That's all it seems to be, like, potentially February. Like, how long is it going to take until tour adverts are like, we might be doing it in March?
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Damn it, why did you put the question mark in his teleprompter? You know he always reads that. Yeah. I'm on Burgundy. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're all still alive, do you fancy getting together in February? Like, yeah, that's the tour.
We should call our tour the rescheduled tour. Get some lols. And see how many times you can get rescheduled, and just adds to how many times they have to say rescheduled. Awesome.
Yeah, my old band's last tour. Remember Michael Jackson? He was going to do a tour, and it was called This Is It.
He got cancelled too.
Yeah, his tour got cancelled. Yeah. Where's he? What's he up to? He's gone a bit quiet. Anyway. Yeah, our last tour was called This Is It. Is It? Oh. And we had the Michael Jackson artwork with like little photos of us in it, but yeah, this is it, is it? No more Welsh on that, I don't think.
Neverland, never again. Yeah, that
I
guy.
Guess I guess on like a serious note though, how we will be going forward with touring and I guess us just generally being a band is we actually have what we are dubbing our Earth Accountant now, and she's basically a lady who we go see like as you would your financial accountant at the end of the year, and she helps us accumulate all CO2 that we will create as a band, flying places, driving between shows. These are all things that we're going to, from this point onwards and for the foreseeable future of our band, accumulate and take to her, and then offset basically everything we do as a band from now on. It's kind of our, I guess, a credo or our pledge, I guess, going forward to ourselves to try and, you know, live by the words that we preach. So, I mean, maybe the tour won't be 100% eco-friendly, but at least we're going to be trying to offset that and try to get it as close as we possibly can. I mean, we're not perfect, but we're going to do our damnedest to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a flawed thing. We're just, it's steps towards seeking out solutions. Something that we've also learned is you can't just offset everything. You actually have to have regenerative things as well, because if we all offset our stuff, it wouldn't actually offset the planet, right? Like we'd have it's like, I blew up this thing, but I offset it over there. Like it won't work. So hence the tree planting. One of the things that's something that's regenerative. It's going to like bring the animals and the ecosystem in and sequester carbon. So you've got to just, rather than just buying carbon credits here and excusing bad behavior, we're trying to find the solutions like what solar, like how can we sort of solve this impending crisis that we're kind of facing as human beings, as individuals too. Like it sucks. Like the more you look, the less the more you see. You're like so you can get overwhelmed by it. But just knowing, maybe if I don't do that and I could do this, that could help. Just little bits, little bits here and there. It really does make a difference.
Have you found you've had any, the word's pricks. Have you found that you've had any pricks complaining about the way you're doing it or anything?
Trump
like any
2020.
Backlash?
Just Trump 2020. God, yeah. No, you mean like trolls under the bridge?
Well, just anyone who's complaining for some reason. I don't know why you'd complain about him, but
A few people. I mean, it's honestly, really, to be honest with you, the stuff that we see as the trollish behavior, really, it literally is, it says Trump 2020. Those kind of the comments that will, like, that's all that it says for the most part. That correct, Kyle? I feel like that's it.
Yeah, I mean, every time I feel like not every time, but most times somebody has something to say about like us trying to do something positive, like about the environment. I click on their profile and they do have a picture of Trump. Like they're big supporters. So I mean, I don't want to say that they all are like that, but like
no. But yeah, it's got to do with. I mean, I don't want to, without getting too political. It's just sometimes it is inconvenient for us to have to face up to this shit that we're doing that is detrimental to our survival. When people say, oh, you're an environmentalist, it's like, I mean, when did that become a thing? Like, it's really like, it's more like housekeeping. It's like, I want to live in a clean, like, space that I can, like, feel harmonious and healthy in is kind of the thing. It's so then it's like, well, if it's an environmentalist, really a survivalist? No, it's kind of like, I want to be a thrivalist. Like, I just want to thrive and have my, when I have children, hopefully we do one day, they can thrive too. Like it's kind of coming from that place rather than like on the front lines, like, you know, calling out everything with a tinfoil hat. Like, I don't want to get too extremist with it. It's just trying to be practical and find practical solutions.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. I've seen, I follow Joel Birch and I see he gets a lot of fucking Trump 2020 shit all of the time.
Yeah. A lot of, a lot of the fans of his band and of metal and our genre in general, you know, they're from both sides of the same bird, essentially, the right wing or the left wing. Like, it's politics, but they have different agendas. One is to boost up the economic dollar, which involves like cutting down a national park and digging up as much oil as you can. And the others, you know, doesn't really serve those. So you're going to have, if we're continually flying down this line of this genre, we're going to have, but as long as we can have healthy conversations with both wings, like, that's okay. Like, I don't want to tell anyone off, but it'd be nice to be able to have a conversation about it.
Good. Do you know what? You're more grown up than I am. Because, yeah, I just be going, fuck you! Constantly.
I know. It gets like that sometimes, but you just... Then I'm like, that's the whole like fight hate with hate. And then all of a sudden we're, you know, I've got a nuclear missile aimed at you and you've got one aimed at me. And it's like, how did this start again? Oh, because you put the finger up me back in the...
Yeah. Well, Jake was all eco-friendly with his band and then he got an argument with Sean and he started making nuclear weapons.
Yeah. It started from West End, went to wrestling, then Little Britain. Yeah. Now it's a nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Jake called Sean David and then all of a sudden we were at nuclear war with Australia. Unbelievable.
Well, it's happening. Cancelled.
It's happening. Nothing's happening anymore. Nothing's happening anymore.
That could be a new season. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. It's just me and Morgan with no guests because we couldn't get any guests.
No, it'll be no degrees and degrees.
Fuck's sake. It's come round full circle to bully me. I'm not doing this anymore. This is my last one. I quit after this, so it's going
to
be...
Now you know what it feels like to be me, Sean.
Yeah, it's happening podcast with used to be Sean Smith. That's what it's going to be safe from now on. You fucking shitheads.
Well, anyway, this has been a treat. I've enjoyed this very, very much. Thank you so much, guys.
Wait, before we go, right... Yeah, we need all the information about the record. Kaliuga, August the 7th, 2020. It's available from next week, which that's when August the 7th is. Get it everywhere. Check it out now. Is there anything else you want to push? Or you can fucking push your side hustles. You can push whatever you want, to be honest.
I'm sick of pushing things. Let's just let it happen.
Yeah. You know what? Instead of pushing, we'll just say, here's the door. You're more than welcome to listen to it if you want. If you don't, that's cool too.
Nice.
We'll just open a bit of a space. But thanks so much for chatting, you guys are legends. Hopefully, we can get over there at some point to the UK and hang out at a Wetherspoons.
Oh, your British topic selecting, right? Couldn't be more current and wrong at the same time.
I was
thinking Little Britain, that was cancelled 2 weeks ago, right? Weatherspoons, that's been cancelled since just before the pandemic, when the fucking fella from Weatherspoons was like, yeah, you can all fuck off for all I care. I can't get over it. But
well, find alternatives, but yes, let's do something when you're over.
Where can we hang out then? What's left? Tell me.
What, do you think there's just spoons and venues? Do you think that's all Britain is? We got castles as well. Yeah, we'll find somewhere. We'll find somewhere. Let's get together in the flesh. We can talk about how right or wrong you think the record's gone then since then.
Sounds good. Somewhere under 5 quid. That would be good. That has a vegetarian, vegan option. Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, if you come to Cardiff, I'll take us to the best vegan restaurant in Cardiff.
It's Cardiff?
Fantastic. Yeah.
What a place, man.
Oh, I thought you... That face, and you were like...
No,
Wales?
I just thought you both were from England. Didn't realize we had a Welshman over there.
We're both Welsh.
Nah, you sound it, but you as well.
Yeah,
yeah, he's Welsh.
Yeah, I'm from Cardiff. He's from the valleys.
Then you're going for Man United. Just like swear.
Right. Ryan Giggs. That's all. Literally, that's
all
why.
Right. And all then right, all right.
Yeah. So
you see why I get confused. It's like you get born into this thing, but he's from Wales. But man, yeah, that's like
I've had it.
That's a bit of conflict there. I get it, the Giggs connection.
We're from original South Wales.
All right, brilliant. Wales is a beautiful country. Cardiff rules, and that castle is epic.
Not the new South Wales. No, you win. Your country's way better. Your country's my favourite country I've ever... Oh, wait. No, Tokyo. Right? Japan was my favourite country. Australia's second. America's probably third. So there you go.
I thought you were going to say Tokyo as a country then. I was like, oh. My favourite country, Tokyo. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Tokyo, and then my second favourite's Osaka. Right, we meant to have ended this by now. One last thing before we go. What is your favourite conspiracy? Or conspiracy theory?
My favourite one.
Jake's definitely a flat earther. Definitely a flat earther.
I like the people who think that there's like a whole civilization of people that live in the core of the earth. I don't know if you've heard this one.
Earth.
That's a classic conspiracy, that one.
There's an all new world inside the world.
Yeah.
Well, like an Easter egg. There's chocolate inside the chocolate.
Yeah. You haven't heard this, Morg. You haven't heard it. If you go to the North Pole, that's why there's no photos of the North Pole. There are, right? If you go in, you can go in through the North Pole, and then you can go inside the Earth where there's like 8 foot Norwegians living there or something. Yeah.
Inside? Jeez. Can you like social distance in there and stuff?
I've never been, but apparently they've got like a proper like sky and stuff as well. I don't know how you get a sky in the earth. I don't fucking know. I didn't come up with it. But that's a good one. Yeah. Jake, have you got any?
When you said the flat earth, I mean, I love the idea of there being just a massive waterfall at the edge of the earth, seeing a pirate ship on the end of it, like in Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's crazy. I can't get over it. People are like, oh yeah, earth is flat. But yeah, definitely all the other planets are round. But it just so happens to be that Earth is flat. What?
Yeah, huh? That's some good logic.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, I just wanted to know that. Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am so sorry for all of this. But I've had fun, and that's all that matters. So thank you very much for coming on.
See you guys.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry.
Lovely.
You're listening to Sabin Podcast! Yay!
Yeah! I loved that interview. And I also loved seeing you then saying, yeah! Yes, absolutely lovely, boys. Thank you again, Jake and Kyle. I know you weren't expecting that. And I know you've not done much like this, apparently, or you don't do much like this, so we appreciate your time, and it was absolutely lovely to meet them, and we literally hit it off straight away, because we started a Zoom call, and Kyle was in, but Jake wasn't, so we like started talking to Kyle for a bit, and then we got like a rapport with Kyle, and then as soon as Jake came in, I said, oh, Kyle, so you're going to kick Jake out? Is that what it is? And then, we just built a rapport, and it was a good laugh. So thanks again to them. Check out the album. I've been listening to the song Dystopia a lot since I found out we were speaking to him, and massive metal monster. So, yeah, check it out.
Yeah, the album comes out on August the 7th. That's next Friday if you're listening to this. Yes. The week is out, yes, and stuff. Go and pre-order it. Go and get a copy of the vinyl. It's all recycled. It's going to be a one-off. It's going to be amazing to your collection. And the album is just going to be kick-ass Australian metalcore at its finest. But, you know, as Sean said, we just kind of hit it off of them off the bat straight away. I think we were talking to Kyle before the interview started about like 10-15 minutes and stuff, and yeah, we just had a great laugh. Great guys, so happy to have them on. Thanks again for the time, and sorry how chaotic it got and you got a bit scared and had to get it checked with everyone, but nothing got cut out.
Well, yeah,
so
I don't think it was them scared. I think they were just scared on behalf of possibly the label, because
yeah, that's what I meant.
Labels, because labels can be a bit touchy. But yeah, thank you very much to everybody who cleared it. Everybody who's already listened to it. Why are you listening to it again? Or why are you listening to this bit? So this is the thing. They checked all of that interview, right? We could have just fucking gone mental either side. We could have done the intro and the outro and just gone, oh, well, this is some other fucking stuff. Anything we'd cut, if they'd come back going, oh, yeah, cut half of that out, we could have gone, no, this is what else was said. So, because they don't check these bits. So there you go.
But thank you very much to Unify again, and thank you very much to our good friend Hayley Conley. Thank you very much to In Hearts Wake. We love you all very, very much. Again, go and buy the new album.
Yes, let's go. Let's do one of those in the flesh very soon. And also another behind the scenes thing that happened. After we finished recording, I think Jake brought up he thought you were English, I think, didn't he?
That's in.
Oh, is it? Hmm. It's in there. Hmm. Oh, well, at the very end of the call, I said, enjoy New Zealand. And he went, enjoy England. And then that was it. And then we all left. So, yeah, thanks again to those guys. What a laugh. I can't wait to see them in the flesh.
Yes. But besides that, Sean, I mean, what else have you been getting up to in this week? I know you've been very busy, but would you like to tell the listeners actually what you've been up to?
Oh, well, so basically, I went to a studio with my friends Junior when they were shooting a video, and I saw a photo of my grandfather at the studio.
Just casually, just hanging out there. Yeah.
Literally next to me, a photo of my grandfather in a studio in Cardiff where I don't know the owner. So I saw this photo, spoke to the guy who owned the studio. I was like, that's my grandfather. And he spoke, and he told me he knew a musical historian who brought that photo down. And we end up talking, and it turns out that my grandfather played a big part in the Merthyr Tydfil music scene, and had bands like Pink Floyd play in Merthyr. So, I spoke to the owner of the studio, and he's also a documentary maker. And so we've kind of shot a pilot for a documentary that we are about to pitch to some TV channels. So yesterday I went to do my best voiceover.
Nice.
So I didn't get to do my my cinematic man voice, which would have been fantastic. One man and his grandfather. How good would that have been? So that's what I've been up to. What about you? What have you been up to?
Coming to terms with the fact that my degree is over now and I've got it. Still waiting for it in the post. This hasn't come yet. And just behind the scenes work on this, loads of emails, loads of organizing, loads of behind the scenes stuff, loads of things with our Patreon, just keeping busy, trying to keep sane as well. That's a key point.
Yes, that's something we should all be trying to do at the moment. Thank you very much if you've got this far. And what are we doing now?
Well, if you have got this far, then make sure you are subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Acast, Spotify, wherever. Click that subscribe button, give us a nice comment and share it with all your friends on Instagram stories, on Twitter, Facebook, just get it out there. Show them how manic, how chaos, how bonkers we are. Go and give us a follow at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram as well, and send us a nice message if you want. If don't have to, but it would be nice. Or just retweet and like our stuff. And patreon.com/sapnin. But earlier on, I was teasing a little announcement that two key members of the Patreon wanted me to make on the podcast. So I've been talking to them about this. I haven't told Sean because I thought the element of surprise would be even better for a reaction. So,
oh no.
Are you ready for this breaking Sapnin podcast Patreon news? right now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
I haven't got one of them pregnant, have I?
Not you, but...
Go on.
I can announce that Patreon couple Samantha Louise and Robert Pike are expecting a sapnin baby, their second child, in February 2021.
Yes, congratulations. Got to name it Sean or Sapnin or Sean Sapnin Morgan. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Fantastic. Oh, well, I thought I was getting fired, and it's turned out there's another beautiful life coming into the world. That's better, and I'm glad. Also, how weird is that? Glad I haven't got any pregnant as well. So, yeah, that's good news.
It's good news all around. As I said to you, don't worry. It's just a nice surprise. But no, they wanted to let the SAP family know through the podcast. So, here you go. Go and send them a massive congratulations.
That's awesome. I love this. I love that we've turned into, like, baby announcements. Oh, tell you what, we should start doing, like, a morbid section right towards the end where we, like, do obituaries as well.
Oh, God.
I'm taking it dark. Yes! Oh,
but...
Right, birth... Yeah, so, and over for this week's birthday announcement.
But no, but with our Patreon, of course, go and check it out, patreon.com/sapnin. If you read the description of these episodes, please do, because I write them and it takes a while. There's loads of names in there that we like to thank and stuff, but we also need to give the Mahusivist, that's not a word, a gigantic shout out to the elite members of the Patreon. That's the higher tiers, and Sean's going to read them out. They've probably changed their names to something wacky.
Some of them have, yeah.
Let's see what they are.
Thank you very much to the super fantastic Dana Lasnova, Mayumi Liwaway, Kylie Wheeler, Mitch Perry, Amy Chilvers, Emma Barber, Jay Smith and Morgan battling a pun off. No, nobody wants that. Amadine Urbano, Fred Fed Ted Bread and Ted Fed Fred Bread, Nathan Croshaw, Dilly, Kelly, Kells Pippi Porn Only Fans number one fan Grimwood. These are going too mad now, aren't they? Waiko Yantanke, Dances with Eyebrows, Wilma Fingerdo, Liam Connolly, Kelly Irwin, Michael Engler, Tom Owen, the magical Drew Styles, the Maxin Dancing Champion, Katie Puttack, Scott on Search of Morgan's Curtains with Sarah Little Years. Oh yeah, two of the Patreons turned up where you live.
Around where I live, yeah, that's a bit scary, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a guard dog and maybe a sniper rifle. Anyway, thanks again to Betty bought some butter, but said she... But said she the butter's bitter. That's not me cocking it up. Oliver Ainsbury. Ollie Ainsbury is fucked. Betty bought some butter, but said... Yeah, he's added she. What he wanted, right, was Betty bought some butter, but said the butter's bitter. Simon Amos, Kate Stevenson, Pat Hiscock, Lucy Diaz, Emily Senegals, Erin Howard, Becky Handy, Martina McManus, John and Emma. Get well soon, Emma. I know she went and had an operation not long ago. I hope you're well. Kelly, Pippi Porn Mallory, Marcy Jacobson, Louis Cook, Kieran Lewis, Sarah Stewart, Sandra Kuacek, Jamie O'Jamie, Mike Cunningham, Carl Pendlebury, Livy Cropper, James McNaught, How Can a Clam Cram in a Clean Cream Can, Kelly Emma Cannon, Tallulah Grant, Stuart McNaught, Samuel Griffiths, Amy Thomas, Sharifa Wadali, Jenny Robinson, Tony Michael, Lydia Henderson, Nuala Clark, Keris Andrews, Jason Heredia, I'm going to fuck this up every week, Jason Heredia, I hope that's right, please tell me if it's wrong, and Shania West, the presidential dropout. That is all of the names. Thank you so much to those people. Piss off to the people who try and do tongue twisters. And I look forward to seeing what you do for next week's names. They better all be really super nice to me.
Oh, I love it. No, thank you very much to all our patrons. As always, we appreciate you very, very much. You help us go in, you help us be sane, and we just love all the interactions with everyone in the group and whatnot. Again, if you're listening and you're not in the Patreon, patreon.com/sapnin is the place to be. It'd be nice if you can come and join our little family.
Yes, it would. This has been quite a long episode now.
It has. So we should probably wrap this up, but anything else you want to throw in there?
Any final word? Oh, I don't know if I bumped. Yeah, I did mention it on the Dangerous Summer podcast that we did when we were talking about Bob Lazar.
Yes.
With Dangerous Summer. The US government came out last week and said a lot of what Bob Lazar has said is true.
Oh, well, there we go then.
So, again, UFOs confirmed. So there's UFO spaceships from somewhere else coming here, but they haven't confirmed aliens. But who's driving them? Bound to be, innit? Bound to be. Anyway, that's all.
Nice.
That's it. I just wanted to end with that. Hey, aliens exist. Enjoy your life. Don't be scared. They're probably really, really tidy. They're probably Welsh. Wicked. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
What a weird end. Have you heard that before, though?
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.